So here's the thing. Whenever this music plays, I kind of get a little weird because I spent 3 months in Spain walking across. Sorry, I spent, a couple of months in Spain. And every time there was live music playing, I was there. I mean, I was totally there, engrossed in the whole thing. And something happens. I don't know what it is. I get all kind of weird when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, Amanda, maybe you could explain that to me. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad we're able to have you before the end of the show. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you so much for the invitation.
You're kind of a big deal. No, you are. Why? And you're very, painfully humble about this as well. I want to talk about this CD, Libre. Did I say it right?
You did.
There's a whole lot of mispronunciation that's going to happen today. Amanda Martinez, you may have seen her perform around because she's been around. I didn't mean it to sound like that. She's a Canadian-based singer-songwriter whose music exultingly blends her unique Mexican and South African roots with flamenco soul. So who is South African?
My mom is South African.
How did they meet?
They met in Toronto, as many people do from all different places.
Yeah.
And they have their own interesting story. My dad actually rode his bicycle. He and his brother were the first Mexicans to ride their bikes from Pachuca Hidalgo all the way to Toronto in 1956.
I don't know what the first place. From where?
From Mexico.
Why didn't you just say that?
But Pachuca is the... It's a city.
Show off. Okay. They rode their bikes from Mexico to Toronto.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, in 1956, it was an adventure. They were supposed to...
You mean motorcycles or
no,
pedal?
No, pedal.
No way.
Yeah, and there's a movie. My uncle's daughter's a filmmaker in Mexico, and she made a documentary with the two of them going back over the same journey in their 70s by car and seeing everything that changed and seeing their lives. But, it was quite a feat, and it was just a pure adventure for them. They weren't planning on staying. They were actually going to find motorcycles and go back, but they ended up staying.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
That's a lot to live up to as the rest of the family. What are you guys doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. So is there more to the romance story other than your mom fell in love with bicycle guy?
No, I just love telling that story because...
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, he's my hero.
What's your love story?
My love story?
Yeah. I love talking about tall white guys named Drew.
I met Drew at, I know through my friend, my guitarist who I work with, Kevin LaLiberté, who produced the album.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's been in the studio a couple times with Sultans of String.
Yes. And he introduced us. I think we met originally at a party, and then Drew started showing up at this duo gig that I was doing with Kevin at Gate 403.
Just kept showing up.
I thought he was there to hang out with Kevin, but apparently not.
Yeah. Wow. Sometimes women just don't get it, do they? I have not, sadly, been to Gate 403 all this time.
And now Gate 403 is no longer.
No.
Yeah.
When did that happen? How did I miss out on it? By the way, let's introduce your axe man, please.
Yes, yeah, so it's a real honor to be here with the amazing songwriter, guitarist, singer, Donay Roberts.
Donay, dude, when did we figure out you were on the show in 2010? Was that about right?
Yes, I think so. I'm not very sure, but I think it was 2010.
Yeah, and what reminded me of it was what you said, because all these pictures, you had dreadlocks on.
Yes.
And then you showed up, and you didn't have the dreadlocks on, so I wasn't sure it was you. It's like you're an imposter. Anyway, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
To be here.
Yeah.
Donay is so humble. He's actually a 2-time Juno Award winner.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so Canadian, isn't it? Yeah, just leave that one until the bottom of the resume. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
So you're still struggling with your career, I guess, eh?
I'm here. That's a good thing.
You guys are good. All right, well, listen, let's give everybody a little live taste, and then we'll get into some more conversation, and then we'll spin another track, and we'll have all sorts of fun here. Amanda Martinez is in the studio with us live, about to perform what?
This is a song called En La Distancia. It's from the upcoming album Libre that we release next month. And this is one that I wrote with Donné.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
But what's it about? Because you're going to be all Spanishy, and I don't know what it...
Right, yeah. So I sing in Spanish, and he sings in his mother tongue of Malagasy. He's originally from Madagascar.
Nice.
And it's about waiting for that person. Well, my lyrics are about waiting for that person to come back into your life and that longing for them. And you can explain your lyrics.
Yeah. Wait, are you singing two totally different songs here?
Yeah, we sing completely two different languages.
Okay.
Well, my lyrics is about you found somebody that shows all the hopes and all the emotion, all the love inside. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Okay.
So
you're both singing love songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. This is going to be a fantastically curious intermingling of languages. Yeah. Well, live on the Drew Marshall Show for the first and unfortunately the last time, Amanda Martinez.
Dime cuántas horas voy a esperarte. Hasta que regreses a mi lado.
Marraina vavau y tundra hazavana. Ni tiki tiki na manu me fanate nana.
Quiero sentir tus brazos en los míos bajo las estrellas en el aire.
Mi sangue, sangue, que le tica si afacato en secu. Mi falika ala sani saku.
Ya desperté. Si estoy contigo, hasta que me digas ya tienes otra. La voz de ayer me habla más fuerte. Tratando de guiarnos en la distancia. En la distancia. En la distancia. Love. me habla más fuerte. Tratando de guiarnos en la distancia, en la distancia, en la distancia.
Beautiful song. Really beautiful song. Love it. Amanda Martinez on the Drew Marshall Show. What a thrill to have this young lady here in the studio, as well as Donnie Roberts, who has won the Grammys 73 times, I think. Is that about right? Are you comfortable with that?
72 is fine.
72 is fine. He's there. It's good. It's good. Joining us live in the studio is Amanda Martinez. And Amanda... does not own her own cafe. Do you? Do you have your
no,
own cafe?
I do not.
But I do know that you own Suits. No, you don't. But you've been on Suits?
I was on Suits.
Were you on set?
Yes.
Were you in it? Were you an extra? Were you? Did you act? Did you have a line?
I auditioned. I had a role on Suits as a lawyer. And
wait a second. That was you? Are you kidding me?
No.
How many? Was that one episode? How many episodes?
Just one episode. Yeah.
But dude, Amanda, I remember this lawyer. This is really embarrassing because I thought that lawyer was smoking hot. I'm sorry to admit that on the air. Drew, please don't hurt me. The other Drew. Wow. Well done. How did that feel?
It was fun. It was really fun.
Is it? They're wrapped, aren't they? Or no, they're still going?
No, I think they're still going. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was watching it on Netflix, and then I kind of lost track.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Are you going to go back and play that lawyer again?
If they call me, yeah.
Would that take, like, fan mail? People writing Suits? I'll start a fan mail campaign to get you back on Suits.
Bring her back on. Bring that lawyer, that one particular lawyer.
How about Harvey? Let's talk about Harvey. I don't know his real name. Harvey Specter. The guy with the mole.
Yeah, I didn't have any scenes with him.
That dude is smoking hot.
Yes.
Seriously. Are you allowed to admit that, too?
I'm sure I can, yeah.
Okay. Should we get Drew on the phone right now and get him to be part of this conversation? So how much acting have you done in your lifetime?
Well, I actually started acting and singing at the same time when in high school, in the school musicals. When I finally got over my shyness to audition, I landed one of the leads in Grease. Remember Grease?
Yes.
So I was Rizzo.
Of course you were.
And then I had the bug to act, and I got an agent. But my focus was always school, so I went to school for biology, actually.
Did you really?
I did.
And what did you graduate with?
Biology, and then I went back to school, and I did my master's in international business. And only after that did I pursue my music full-time.
Okay. What kind of biology? Like, there's actually many different kinds.
Yes, plant biology.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's now legal. I don't know why that was the segue. Is this a high achieving trait in your family because of the bicycle guy?
Bicycle guy is, yeah, my dad is very ambitious and hardworking, yeah.
Yeah. Would he be listening to this show by chance?
I hope so.
Do you? Like,
yeah.
Did you tell him about it? I'm going to be on the radio. Tune in, Dad.
I did.
Did you? Hi, Dad. I'd like to meet him. What's your mom like?
My mom is awesome. She's more reserved than my dad.
Right. There can only be one spotlight hogger.
But yeah, she's amazing, and she's like such an incredible host. She's the one that always would throw our like traditions every year, and loves to entertain. And she's amazing.
So she
very loving mom.
And she's the South African.
She's a South African.
South African. Who was the guy that we had on from South Africa? Tim, do you remember the guy in the bubble? His last name was the same last name as the other guy who killed his wife, the runner. Remember the runner, the South African?
Oh, yeah.
Pistorius?
No.
Yeah. Is that what you say? Yeah, Pistorius. So this guy, I can't remember his first name, but the video of he and I is on our website, which is nobody cares about right now because we're talking to Amanda Martinez. But he contracted some illness as a young kid, like in his early teens, and he was in some kind of a coma for a long time. And one day he heard, but he could, sorry, the rest of the main part of the story is he was awake. He was aware. So he knew he could hear everybody. He knew everything that was going on, but he couldn't react at all in any way. He was trapped.
Oh, my gosh.
And he heard his mom say one day by his bedside, I wish you'd just die because it's too much. The weight of this is too much. Can you imagine hearing that? And then one day a nurse that was taking care of him saw his hand move. And slowly he started waking up. Now, I'm pretty sure he's still in a wheelchair, but other than being in a wheelchair, he's still good to go. Pretty incredible, eh?
Wow.
Just thought I'd share that. Yeah. Would you rather live in South Africa or Mexico? And who are you going to offend by picking one?
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Oscar Pistorius?
No, that's the guy who killed people.
Oh, wrong guy. Okay, anyway. Sorry, I'm still on that. So which one? Where do you want to live?
You know what? I think both countries are so beautiful. And it would be hard to choose. I've spent more time in Mexico.
It's closer.
Yeah. And went for the first time for the World Cup in 2010. And we performed down there because the opening game was between Mexico and South Africa.
Come on.
And so people were asking me that same question. Which one do you want to win? You can't choose, right? But no.
What are the stereotypes when it comes to Hispanic singers?
I think right off the bat, people say, oh, do you sing salsa?
I like the way you said salsa. It's like a Seinfeld episode. Salsa.
Martin Pistorius,
that's it. Okay, well, we got that out of the way now. Anyway, yeah, so I think the thing that you guys get labeled with all the time is, oh, it's all about love and romance and passion. And do you sing anything else?
I know, right? Well, And actually, most of my music is quite romantic, and I feel so. I guess I feel like feed that stereotype.
So there it is, yeah.
But it's more. I think the music that I do is a little bit more mellow than what people think of when they think of
right
Latin music.
Right, they think about going to Lula Lounge and sweating in some psychotic dance. But your voice, your vocals, your resonances, I mean, you're down in that in a lower range. But when I think about the Hispanic female singers that I know, even like, I'm sorry to do this, but what's her name? Estevez. What was her first name?
Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan. Estevez. Isn't that the guy from Chips?
Estrada.
Oh, yeah, Estrada. Never mind. Anyway, this is not a good name or day for pronouns right now. You're down in that range, but when I think about the female Hispanic singers that I know, they're all down in that range. Have you ever heard any female Hispanic sing? Am I saying this right? Hispanic? My
love. Hispanic? Yeah.
Okay, you can tell I'm in very shaky ground right now.
No, but you're right. I think that there is that kind of when I sing in Spanish, I feel like I'm accessing a different part of myself, like more of a gypsy soul
right.
when I sing.
Right.
And so I don't know what it is, but and certainly for the flamenco from Spain, that's, you know, those undertones too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's pretend that you and I met in Spain. Let's pretend there was no bass player named Drew, no children.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, I was walking along the road and I heard this woman singing in a, what do you call bars in Spain? Bars?
In Spain, yeah, no.
There's another word for them. I can't remember what it is.
In Mexico, it'd be a cantina.
Okay, cantina, that'll work. So I'm walking by this cantina, and you hear this low resonance singing, and then we meet, and you start to say romantic things to me in a Spanish song, right? So what would that sound like? If you got to stop giggling, though. Hold on. Let's focus. Yeah, so if you were to drop some a cappella on me, what would it sound like? All right, put your actress thing on.
All right, so... Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor,
Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así. Y yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
What just happened? I gotta call my wife. Bev! What is the deal with that? It just is so... And I'm not, I don't want to be goofy about this anymore. There is something so... it crosses all... Like, I don't need to speak the language. I get it.
Yeah, see? I agree.
Right?
Yes. And when I was growing up and listening to my dad's collection of music, that's actually how I learned the language, because I just wanted to understand more of the lyrics. But I just... It's spoke to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of the audience that come to hear our music are not necessarily Spanish speakers.
No.
But it just takes you somewhere else.
It totally does. Yeah. It's transportive. Is that a real word? Anyway. All right. So if they were to go to the show that I have heard about on June 22nd at the Isabel Bader Theater during TD Jazz Festival in Toronto, Amanda Martinez will launch her latest CD, Libre. Libre. If they were to go to this gig, what would they experience?
Well, they would experience my full band. I've got a 6-piece band. Guitar, Kevin La Liberté, and Alexander Brown on trumpet, Osvaldo Rodriguez on violin.
I noticed you left out the bass player.
Drew Burston, of course, on bass. Chendi on percussion. And our special guest, Donay Roberts.
You're going to be at this gig too,
Donay? He's going to be there too.
Come on.
Yes. And I have also my brother-in-law, who's a cellist in Vancouver, who's coming in, Harold Burston.
Dude, you can't mix Spanish and cello. I will be... That's the end of me right there.
Yeah, wow. And a couple more surprises. But we love playing together, and I think that's what you feel on stage is the chemistry between all of us.
Yeah, I've seen videos of this before, and there is a great chemistry with everybody on stage. It's kind of, well, it's very cool, very cool. All right, so I want to give everyone your website so that people can go and buy things and creep on you. AmandaMartinez.ca, kind of like DrewMarshall.ca without the Drew Marshall. AmandaMartinez.ca. And Amanda, I want to, just before we get you to do your next song here, tell me about your experience at the Pan Am Games. Was that 2015, I think?
Yes.
Did you have something to do with that whole thing?
What exactly
went down, though?
Well, it's interesting, actually. When Toronto was bidding to be part of the Pan Am Games, or to have the Pan Am Games come to Toronto, we were invited to go down and perform for the delegation as part of the pitch. So that was in, I think, 2008 or 9. And then when the games actually happened in 2015, I performed with my band on the main stage down at Nathan Phillips Square, and I also did some hosting down at the Distillery stage, and was part of a series that advertised or promoted the cultural activities that we have in Toronto as a host for Panamania. So it was a lot of fun, very busy season, but it was very exciting to have the games in Toronto.
Is there a chance I would have heard your voice on Jazz FM?
Yes. Yes, many years ago. It's interesting because I launched a Cafe Latino, the Latin jazz show on Jazz FM 91 that my friend Laura Fernandez now hosts. But a lot of people still think it's my voice. They say, yeah, I just heard you on the radio. I'm like, no, that's not me. but yeah, when I did that for 3 years and then left and Laura took it over for me. She's been doing it for the last 10 or 12.
What do you not good at? What do you suck at?
What do I suck at?
Yeah, because so far, this is
sports.
What I've heard. No, I have heard radio, television, acting. Have you been in a movie?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Singing. So you're not good at sports.
Yeah. Anything that involves a ball, like I have no eye-hand coordination at all. So I do, like, I can ski and I can swim and jog. But as soon as we bring in other players.
Hand-eye coordination, not so much.
Not so much.
No. So. Here, if I threw... No, just kidding. All right, let's get you to do one other song, if you don't mind, Amanda Martinez.
Sure.
Amanda Martinez, live on the Drew Marshall Show. What are you doing?
So this is a song that I wrote when I was down in Namibia and was living with an SOS Children's Village.
And I love that organization.
Yes, so you know about it.
Yeah, I was involved with one in Jamaica.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So I've been like a musical ambassador for them, trying to build awareness for what they do. And then I went down with them to film a video showing what an SOS mom does. So I took over looking after this family of 8 children. And then before I left, I wrote this song and brought it to Kevin, who helped me with the bridge. And then when we heard, we recorded it, but then when we started working with Donay on the album, I thought, oh my gosh, I would love for you to sing the song with me. And mm-hmm. we re-recorded it for Libre. So it has his voice on it.
Excellent. I'm loving it. All right. Well, live in the Drew Marshall Show, along with Donay Roberts, 73-time Juno winner, Donay Roberts, the one and only Amanda Martinez. Another pretty, pretty song. Well done, Amanda Martinez, live in studio on the Drew Marshall Show. This segment's called Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And if there's been any music ever performed on the show that reeks of soul, it's this stuff. Even the Spanish have soul. I did notice the name Ken Whiteley in the liner notes here. Did he have something to do with this album?
He did, actually.
Kenneth?
There was a beautiful singer-songwriter, Guadalupe Urbina, who was performing and visiting here in Toronto from Costa Rica. And she invited me to, I lent her my guitar, and then she ended up inviting me to sing a song with her. And when I had that experience, I thought, oh my gosh, we have to get you to record, because we're going to be recording this new album. And so Ken Whiteley lent us his studio.
Nice.
Yes. So
he's
we recorded
such a good
that
guy.
Song. Yeah, he is.
He's like a musical Santa Claus. the big white beard and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda Martinez, what is one thing about Donay Roberts that actually bothers you?
That's not fair.
Come on. It's got to be something.
He's too humble.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Okay, ready? Here's the speed round questions for you guys, just to have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
Ready? Yoga pants or jeans?
Jeans.
Donay?
Jeans.
Good, because I don't want to see you, Donay, in yoga pants.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
No, me neither.
Okay. Mullet or mutton chops? Donay? Mullet or mutton chops?
Mullet.
Okay. What's happening? When you laugh on radio, you have to make a noise.
That's right.
Mullet or mutton chops?
Mullet, because I don't know what mutton chops are.
Those dodgy long 70s sideburns that kind of come right down here like that and then come out like a pork chop.
Oh, maybe the mutton chops.
Really? Really? Oh, man, I hope those never come back. Amanda Martinez, would you rather run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 10?
Fly at 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, anything that involves in a plane, that would mean I'd be going somewhere, wouldn't I?
No, humanly flying.
Oh, humanly flying. Okay.
If you're going to get in a plane, you'd hope you go a little bit faster than 10 miles an hour, or 10 kilometers an hour, whatever.
Okay.
Run at 100 or fly at 10, don't I?
Run.
Run.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are hilarious. All right. Would you rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones who passed away or go to the future and meet your children or grandchildren to be? Amanda?
I think go. Oh, that's hard.
Somebody's an overthinker.
Yes. I think go to the past.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Don't I?
Yeah, go to the past.
Okay. All right. All right. Just want to make sure you guys are on the same page. Scrunch or fold?
Scrunch.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Scrunch or fold, don't I?
It's a tough question.
By the way, we're talking about toilet paper.
Oh, toilet paper. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably fold.
Thank you! Who scrunches? There's no scrunching!
That's not fair.
Amanda's lost her mind. You guys are fun. All right, what track? Sorry, I totally threw you under the bus.
Let me get that for you, honey.
Thank you. Did you say number two right after the toilet paper conversation?
Yes.
Track number two, that's coming up next. Are there any other gigs that we want to show up at? Amanda Martinez gigs, other than the June 22nd one?
Well, we're going to be doing some shows in the fall.
Okay.
And those are posted on my website, but we're going to be going to Kitchener and to London and to Montreal.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, those are very far apart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about Donne maybe having
some. Donne, any gigs coming up we need to go to, man?
Sure. Well, if you can make it today at the Drom Taberna.
At the what?
Drom Taberna. D-R-O-M Taberna.
Okay. What is that?
That's a restaurant, a bar restaurant on Queen and Augusta.
Okay.
Queen and Augusta tonight at 7 p.m., 7:30.
Nice.
Yeah.
You'll be in there playing away.
I'll be there, yeah.
Will you be singing too?
Yeah, I'll be singing with my full band.
Dude, I love your vocals. Oh, full band.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Any other gigs?
Yeah, there's...
There's other ones. Check my website out.
Yeah, check my website.
Okay.
And he'll be with me June 22nd.
Yes. Of course, that's the one we're talking about today on June 22nd at the Isabel Bader Theater during the Toronto Dominion or TD Jazz Festival in Toronto. Amanda Martinez will be launching her latest CD, Libre. And, of course, the website is amandamartinez.ca. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Well, actually, the two songs that you heard off the album, the one you're going to hear right now, are both available for sale on iTunes.
Right now they are?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, just as singles. And then
see, that's still a new phenomenon for me.
I know. It's a bit weird for me, to be honest.
Let's go buy a song.
I know.
I mean, in the earliest days, you could buy two songs on a 45, but
right.
It's still weird.
Yeah, I'm still more into the album idea, which comes out on the 21st.
Yeah. But the big gig is the 22nd.
The big gig's the 22nd, yes.
What song is this that we're playing, number two?
Number two is called Begin.
Okay.
And Donne, you can hear doing an improvised solo halfway through. But you'll hear his voice. He has that nice whisper at the beginning of the song.
Amanda, I have one more question for you.
Uh-oh, yes.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Who's a better guitar player, Kevin or Donne?
Oh.
And that's all the time we have today, folks. Amanda Martinez, so good to have you in studio, Donne. Great to have you back, man. Really
thank
good to
you.
See
muchas
both of you.
Muchas gracias. Thank you for having
us. Oh, she threw down the muchas gracias. Oh, listen to this. Short break. When we come back, the rest of the show continues with Tommy Caldwell. He's the author of The Push, A Climber's Search for the Path. He's also the star of a doc that I saw recently. Which was called The Dawn Wall. The Dawn Wall. So good. And so much more on The Drew Marshall Show coming up, including Donisha Prendergast. Prendergast. Boy, that's hard to say. Filmmaker, human rights activist, storyteller, and granddaughter of Bob Marley. We're going to talk about Rastafari today. Stay with us.